government considers amending the Lotteries and Gaming Act 2016 to impose stricter penalties on illegal gambling operators. The manager for finance and administration at the National Lotteries and Gaming Regulatory Board, Bernard Winnie, says the current penalties are non-stringent, allowing operators to pay fines and immediately resume illegal activities. Winnie says that the 960,000 shillings penalty for operating an illegal machine is too little and that many plead guilty, pay the fine and go back to do the same thing, yet illegal gambling poses significant social risks like addiction, financial exploitation and school dropouts. This will appear before Parliament's Committee on Finance to discuss the budget framework paper for the next financial year 2026-2027.
Our law is weak. The law is not deterrent enough. For example, in Section 67, it talks about a person who is operating an illegal lottery or illegal betting house will pay 48 currency points. That's about 960,000. Or imprisonment of 2 years or both. So now people go and plead guilty, they go back to do the same thing and pay 960,000. So we are already working on an amendment so that this can be more deterrent.